All right, sir, we're up and recording. If you'll state your full name and title for the record.
I'm Sergeant Brent Bernhardt with the Missouri State Highway Patrol, and I am the Troop B Public Information and Education Officer.
Well, Sergeant, I want to talk to you today a little bit about prescription medications and what people can do to protect their families and themselves. And let's start with the risk. I think people hear prescription medication and they think, well, it's something that's prescribed. How dangerous can it be? Talk to us about that.
Well, obviously, physicians do a very good job at making sure that in our times of sickness or with other health issues that they prescribe the appropriate medication for us. As parents, we know that we're very much concerned about our children, and we know and recognize that there is a drug problem in our nation. Many times as parents, we think about the common drugs that kids might get their hands on, which might include marijuana, methamphetamine, heroin, or other drugs similar to that. But in a lot of situations, we're finding that kids, teenagers particularly, are getting hooked on prescribed or prescription medication. A lot of cases that prescription medication has been found in their homes, being prescribed to someone else, maybe a family member or even a friend, and they're using those types of drugs. Most of the drugs that are actually abused, prescription drugs that are abused, are things that maybe induce sleep or they're painkillers, things of that nature. What we recommend adults to do is make sure that any time they have those types of medications in their household, that they secure them in an area where they can't be found other than by the person that is supposed to be taking that medicine. Just leaving that around certainly creates a risk for somebody to use that and abuse that.
Sergeant, how common is prescription medication abuse compared to some of the other things that you've mentioned?
Well, there is no doubt that when you look at a lot of statistics, the Centers of Disease Control and National Institute of Drug Abuse both identify the most commonly abused medications as the opioids and the amphetamine-like drugs. They are obviously drugs that are prescribed a lot, and certainly we see a lot of problems with people getting those drugs that shouldn't have them.
Do you see some of the same warning signs, or should parents look for some of the same warning signs as associated with some of those other drugs, or are there other things that we should be watching for?
Obviously, any time a change in behavior, maybe a change in attitudes, change in friends, things of that nature are always things that parents need to be looking for. But as parents and adults, we need to make sure that these types of drugs or anything else that would be harmful for our kids don't get into their hands by securely making sure that they're securely put away to where these kids can't get their hands on them.
Based on your line of work, do you think that this is becoming more prevalent because it is easier to get their hands on?
It has become more prevalent in the fact that, you know, when you look at these types of drugs being prescribed routinely by physicians for appropriate medical reasons, we know that some people are getting their hands on them. They can get their hands on them illicitly by purchasing these drugs or finding them at their home or through friends. And taking those medications that are not prescribed to them.
Well, Sergeant, let's talk about some of the specifics. How do we keep our medications safe and secure at home?
Well, the first thing that you need to think about is safeguard that. It's pretty simple to do that. Simply store them in a place where a visitor or a guest is unlikely to expect to find them, and being attentive to the quantity of that medication that you do have on hand. Often prescription medication belonging to a friend or family member is diverted in small quantities over a long period of time to avoid detection and ensure a continuing supply. A solution to the problem may be keeping small, easy-to-manage quantities at hand for anticipated use over a period of a week and keeping the remaining quantity stored in a place with limited access.
Sergeant, if we have parents out there that are listening and they think their child may have a problem, what steps should they take? What recommendations do we have for them?
There's a lot of different resources that parents can utilize if they think there's an issue. They can consider visiting a Narcotics Anonymous meeting in their area, or they can call the Missouri Department of Mental Health, the Division of Behavior Health, at 800-575-7480.